We'll be looking at Genesis 7, verses 1 through 16. We'll be looking at the sovereignty of God. The ark was not Noah's idea, it was God's. If God had not spoken to Noah, he would have died in the flood also. Genesis 6:8 tells us the reason why Noah was spared. Genesis 6, verse 8. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he had been grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man when I have created, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing, and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. Verse 8. But Noah found grace. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace. The one word that makes the difference in Noah's life was grace. That is the one word that will make the difference in your life. Grace. Grace. Noah, because of his sins, he still deserved nothing from God but judgment and damnation. But God reached into Noah's darkness and extended grace to him. He told Noah about a way of salvation, and then he invited Noah to come into the ark to be saved. The sovereignty of God. I have heard all kinds of different things preached about Noah, but what it comes down to is this: for Noah, for you and I, and for every human being that has ever lived, it comes down to this: pure, precious, perfect, powerful grace, and nothing but the grace of God. I am what I am by the grace of God. Were it not for the grace of God, Noah would never have known about the flood that would have killed them, or the ark that would have saved them. Both of those insights were the gift of amazing grace. If you are saved today, it is because of amazing grace and nothing but God's sovereign grace. If you are in the ark of salvation today, you are there because God sovereignly extended his grace to you. You didn't come to God on your own. You came to Jesus Christ because God, in his grace and his mercy and his love, drew you to himself. That is the clear teaching of John 6, verse 44. No one. Not Noah, not Joseph, not David, not Peter, not Paul, nor John, nor you and I. No one can come to me unless. That word unless is very important. Unless the Father who sent me draws him. You have to be drawn. Noah was drawn. All the men that I had just mentioned had to be drawn. Unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Oh, the sovereign grace of the Lord. How we should praise the Lord for his grace that he extended to us. You're saved because God looked beyond your dead, darkened, deceived, doomed condition, and he reached out to you in grace, his sovereign grace. Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 10 clearly teaches that. Ephesians 2, beginning at verse 1. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Those that are dead spiritually do not come in and of their own volition, who were dead in trespasses and sins. in which you once walked according to the course of this world. Noah had walked according to the course of this world until God sovereignly came to him and drew him. According to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now walks in the sons of disobedience. Noah had been a son of disobedience, but he had become a son of obedience by the sovereign grace of God, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves. All of us, brothers and sisters, if you are a child of God, we conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Noah had been just like the others. Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us. Who is the us? Tells you in the beginning of the book. The saints. God made you a saint. He took you from being a sinner that was doomed and turned you into a saint that was saved. Because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses. Here's Paul reminding you again. You were dead in trespasses. Made us alive together with grace. Made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. There's the word again, grace. Grace. And he raised us up together. And he made us sit in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You are seated in the heavenly places because of Christ Jesus. So that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his, once again, his grace. The exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. For by grace you have been saved. There it is again. That beautiful word, grace. You have been saved through faith, and that is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Grace and works is simply the gift of God extended to those who were dead in trespasses and sins. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. God didn't look down the corridors of time and seeing what a fine individual that you were. He did not look at your works. He didn't save you because of your works, but because of the exceeding riches of his grace. Verse 10, the fruit thereof. Once you're saved, he makes you alive. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship. Noah was God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. There was the good works. Noah built the ark, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Good works prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. The sovereign grace, the fruit there of sovereign grace. We will never know about the wrath of God or the hell that awaits the sinner unless God in grace shows us. We will never see the truth of our own sinful condition unless God in grace shows us. We will never know that Christ can save us and deliver us from hell unless God in his grace. What a beautiful word. Grace. 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 In salvation, God comes to the lost sinner. God opens his blinded eyes. He opens the heart, even as he did with Lydia. Lydia didn't open her heart. God opened her heart. God shows him or her their lost condition. He convicts the person of sin. He draws the lost sinner to Christ. He causes him to understand that Jesus died for him and rose from the dead. Oh, hallelujah, his sovereign grace. He even gives the lost sinner the faith he needs to be saved. from start to finish. Salvation is the work of the grace of God. Man has no part in the process beyond simple faith, even as he told Noah to come into the ark. And even the very faith that God uses to receive Christ is the gift of God's grace. If it had not been for the grace of God, brothers and sisters, Noah would have died in his sins and went to hell. It was the grace of God that moved him to faith and to action. And the same is true today. Salvation is still all of grace and all of God. And I would ask, have you forgotten about his grace? Have you forgotten about his grace? Has your Christian life become stale and mundane and lethargic and apathetic? Have you forgotten about the grace of God? Have you lost your first love? Have you forgotten about the grace of God? When God called, Noah heeded the Lord's voice. He entered the ark and found safety and security. We're told that when it came time for the floods to come, that God himself shut them in. God himself is the one that shut them in. Look at verse 16 of our text in Genesis 7. So those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. The Lord shut him in. He came into the ark because God had drew him, and then God shut him in. God did not say, go into the ark. God says, to come into the ark. Come into the ark, for I am there with you. God shut them in. God controlled the door, and he determined who went in and who stayed in. He sealed them in, and they were safe there until they arrived at their destination. Notice, they were safe until they arrived at their destination. The saint of God has been sealed onto the day of redemption. Ephesians 4, verse 30 tells us that. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. As God sovereignly raised you from the dead, God will sovereignly preserve you, and God will sovereignly bring you home to glory. And in that day, when you see Christ, you shall be like him. Why? Because of the grace of God. The grace of God. He has sealed us in Christ, and he has sealed Christ within himself. Colossians 3:3. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God, sealed unto the day of redemption. We are safe and we are secure, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. If that is not good news, if that does not excite you, sealed unto the day of redemption. No matter the pain, the persecution, the pain, the horror, the destruction of this world, brothers and sisters, we are sealed to the day of redemption. How much more good news can you hear? That you, your life is hidden with Christ and God. And when Christ appears, who is our life, then you also will appear with him in glory. Get your eyes off of the world and your present circumstances, for you will appear with Christ in glory. What great news is that? You will appear with Christ in glory. Noah was kept safe in that ark by the mighty power of God. The Lord saw to it that the ark rode the waves safely and reached its intended destination. The saints of God in Christ are also kept by that same power of God, God's sovereign power. 1 Peter 1, verse 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Who are kept by the power of God. Let me read that in Peter, from verse 3 to that verse I just read in verse 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope. You want to know about hope? There it is. He's begotten us again. He's made us alive to a living hope through the resurrection of Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Brothers and sisters, you have a reservation in glory to an inheritance incorrupted and undefiled. Imagine what you would think if you were the inheritance of someone that is famous and not famous so much as rich. Millions and millions and billions of dollars, and you knew that that was your inheritance. That would kind of make you excited. And that's just in the world. In the world that's going to pass away. You know that anyone who's ever gotten an inheritance, they know how excited they was when the lawyer read that and told them of their inheritance. But we have an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away. See, everything you can get in this world, it will fade away. As I said many times, I've been to many wakes and funerals, and the person that's in the coffin, the best that they have is a suit or a dress on. We have an inheritance that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for us. Oh, hallelujah. The grace of God. As the flood waters came on the earth, they rose until they were some 22 feet above the highest mountains on the earth. We find that in Genesis 7, verses 19 and 20. But did you notice that as the water rose higher, the ark rose even higher? That's a beautiful picture of Romans 5:20, that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Grace did much more abound. No matter how many times you have fallen since you've become a Christian, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And because you see a beautiful verse like that, you don't say, oh, well, let me sin up a storm because sin, hey, you know, sin abounded and grace did much more abound, so let me sin up a storm. No, when you see the beauty of the grace of God, you want to live a holy life. How would you not want to live a holy life to such a gracious, loving, merciful God? I'm sure that the trip was rough. The boat must have pitched and rolled. Noah may have even battled a little seasickness from time to time. But that ark kept its cargo safe until it reached the mountains of rest. God never promised us a smooth voyage. But he did promise, is that the landing would be safe. Christ has gone to prepare a home for us, and he's going to come back and get us. Noah survived because he believed God, and he entered the ark by faith. He could have doubted the integrity and the ability of the ark. He could have failed to believe the promises of God. Noah could have stayed outside, and if he had, he would have died with the rest. But when God's command and invitation came to him, Noah entered the ark by faith, and he was saved. Then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seeing that you are righteous before me in this generation. Come and to the ark, you and all of your household. The grace of God. The fruit of the grace of God. You are righteous before me in this generation. Each and every one of us that have been saved by grace have been declared righteous by Almighty God. Declared righteous because of the work of Jesus Christ and the work of Christ alone. The grace of God. We read of that grace of God in Romans 3. I'll look at this in closing. Romans 3, beginning at verse 20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. The law shows you how far you've fallen short of the mark. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. We have the law and the prophets. In Genesis, you find the law and the prophets both revealed there, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God. Notice, through faith in Christ. Christ is the ark. To all and on all who believe, if we simply believe. Noah believed, his sons and their wives and his wife believed, and they were saved through faith. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his, there's that word again, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. The redemption that is in Christ Jesus, sealed unto the day of redemption, whom God set forth as a propitiation, as an atonement, as I mentioned in the last message about the pitch, is the same word for atonement, by his blood. The atonement is by his blood. Notice once again, through faith, to demonstrate his righteousness. Because in his forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus Christ. God is just, and he is the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus Christ. And the question is today, do you have faith in Jesus Christ? Will you come into the ark and be spared from the wrath of Almighty God? For judgment is coming again once upon this world. God will come once again. He will judge this world. And there is a way to flee from the wrath to come, and that is by believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. My friend, if you've never fled to Christ before, the scripture says today is the day of salvation. If you would find yourself outside of the ark, Christ would say to you today, come. Come into the ark. Christ said, come, all ye that are wearied and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'll bring you to the place of rest. You'll have peace. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace in God. If you've never come to Christ, my friend, come to Christ today. And if you are in Christ, brothers and sisters, God saved you by his sovereign grace. He will keep you by his sovereign grace, and he will bring you home to that inheritance that is reserved in heaven for you. Should that not cause you to say, Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the sovereign grace of our God.